thinking of buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at any time at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Or you can watch us as well on our Facebook page if you want to join us when we record live, which we do most Tuesdays around the noon hour. Make sure you follow us on our Facebook, or I'm sorry, on our website as well at BricksTwinCities.com, where you can find the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. And you will also find our publications there, the Smart Home Buyer and the Smart Seller Guide. They're free. Check them out. But today, we're going to actually dive deep into one of the sections that's in the guide, which is the Home Buyer Priority Checklist. And we reference this occasionally throughout the show, but I really wanted to dig in very deep with this one, because it's really how a buyer, whether you're a first-time home buyer, second-time buyer, or experienced buyer that has done this three, four, or five times, these need to be considered every time. And you can save a ton of arguments and a ton of stress by going through this yourself, and then with your significant other if you're purchasing with one. And it's so important, because you're checking yourself in a sense, because we all get excited about buying a house, but then we have to scramble to put the pieces of the pie together. And if you can do this, this is the formula to happy home buying. Right? And I watch people fight this over and over and over. But what's so funny is this formula is something we do daily in our lives, and something we do, every few years when we buy a car. But we think that we don't need to do it when buying a house. And that's where it can go wrong.
And it's more important.
Right. And it's far more important. When somebody says to you, by the way, I'd like to welcome Erica Carlson with Bricks Real Estate joining us today. But Erica, if you're asked, what would you like for dinner? Most of the time, you have a general idea,
sure.
Something, right?
Yep.
And how often does I'm open for whatever work out?
My answer is, I don't know how to make, I don't know. And we don't know how to find, I don't know.
Right, right. And you don't walk onto a car lot, mm-hmm. saying, whatever, pickup truck, sedan. RV, I'm good with whatever, right?
I might be the exception. But we do, no matter what, you're working with somebody, and we need to have a priority checklist so we can get in people's heads when we're your agent.
Right, and you need to get inside your head, mm-hmm. in a sense, right? Because, again, we do these, whether we're buying a TV, we have a size that we're looking for, or sure. certain features. When we're buying a vehicle, we usually, again, have some concept of either economy, yeah. size, price range, all of that. Again, going out for dinner, even if it's like, you know your favorite restaurants, know the sides that you like. We do this all the time. But people all the time, I'm open when buying a house. I'm open when buying a house. There's almost always questions such as, would you live next to a highway? Well, no. Okay, so you're not open. We've now determined you're not open. Let's break this down more.
Right.
Right? So let's dive into this a little bit. Okay, so first of all, this priority checklist, it's made up of five things, and then there's kind of subcategories to it. So it's price, size, condition, location, neighborhood. Right. And what I recommend for people to do is rate these 1 through 5, only using one number for each category as to what is most important to you and is least important to you. And we'll get into how to determine that a little later in the show. But let's just kind of break these each down. So price. This one is probably the most self-explanatory as well. Some people think of it as how high can you go. I wouldn't go there.
Okay.
Where would you comfortably want to go?
Because we know the lender might qualify us for something that we wouldn't be comfortable. In the end of the day, need to worry about that monthly payment, utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the short term, which is our closing costs and appraisals and inspections, earnest money.
Some people want to go to their max. Right? They'll just, I want to. I want to know how much I can go. And maybe that person spends a lot more time at their house. That's where they spend that. Mm-hmm. And they want to go for where they're spending a majority of their time. Other people, I like to travel a lot. I like to have these money set aside. I like to go out a lot. I don't want to spend the same proportion. Okay. Yeah. So everybody's different in this. So I really look at it as what's that comfortable monthly payment.
Right.
Right. To break that down. And then think to yourself, and I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to dive into this a little bit more, but might as well mention it here. If you were to find what you would call is the perfect home and you've set this price of, let's say it's $1,800 a month. That's where you want to be. And you find the perfect house, but it's $1,850.
Right.
Right. Well, then maybe price isn't as important in a sense, right? Yeah. So you want to kind of question a little bit when you're thinking about this. Okay. The next one is really interesting. And personally, I think when I watch people's searches, and I work with a ton of buyers, whether it's, you know, first-time buyers, second-time buyers, third-time, whatever, when I watch their priorities shift, and that's what I say about when you do this, you know, that you're re-evaluating after each set of showings as to refine.
Okay.
Right? I'm not going to go test drive that pickup truck and be like, I hate the performance of this thing and the size is too small. And then the next week, go back out and test drive the same one, but of a different color. That would be stupid. You don't want to do that, right? So you want to analyze again and again what is important. And you can kind of knock through this real quick as long as you're honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. I call them exploratory showings.
Yeah, I love that.
So size. Think of size more as layout, right? Yep. Because I can say 1,200 square foot Rambler, and that's going to feel very different than a 1,200 square foot two-story.
Yep, it does.
Right?
And what do numbers mean to the average person?
Right.
If you're not doing this every day, square footage doesn't actually mean very much to you until you get into something
a few homes.
And start identifying, you know, I don't know what this room is, and then we say that and we start...
Yeah, when you walk through a house, you want to always question every feeling you have. And that's not meant as a bad thing. It's a good thing, right? Right. Oh, this kitchen's too small. Okay, well, why is it too small? What is it about it? What might feel good about it? What is the actual size of it? So that way, the next house, we can make sure we're not looking at that same thing.
Right.
It goes back to you don't want to be looking at the wrong homes. When you get really serious, and that's why you do the exploratory showings first.
Okay.
But when you get really serious, you don't want to be looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling. Just because it happened to have pretty pictures online where they used a 10 millimeter lens.
Right. You know? And I love your saying about the pictures tell a thousand lies. So sometimes we need to go into houses that may not be selling themselves through photos.
If it specs out on your priorities, check it out.
Yep.
You got to just drop it. Pictures tell a thousand lies. They're going to wreck your experience of looking at homes if you rely on them over and over. Right. Okay. So the layout. And everybody has different needs.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a client, and you know, I kind of will go about it this way. We'll go look at a few homes, and then maybe they'll say, well, I'll ask them, which one did you like most? Which one did you like least as far as layout? Well, like with this client, it was we story and a halves. Okay, good. Awesome. So, but the one you like most was split levels. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Let's go look next time. Let's do two split levels and one more story and a half. Mm. And then ask the same question.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. It's the split levels. Boom. Story and a half's gone.
Right.
Right. And that's good. Again, you don't want to be test driving the wrong ones because it was like, okay, yep, we're thinking we don't like this because you can only slice up a split level so many ways or a story and a half so many ways. This is what was built during a particular era and time. It's just like a pickup truck is usually going to have a little bit higher off the ground and a box on it.
Yeah.
You know?
You kind of get the general idea.
Exactly. So you want to do that. You want to identify where do you want your rooms, the flow of the property in a sense. We got a minute to go before the break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about condition.
Yes.
And how you want to kind of break that down and think about what you're willing to do and what you're not, because that's also very important to determine.
And being clear.
And being clear, yeah.
Because one person's identity of a fixer-upper isn't somebody else's.
Oh, that's 100%. That's
absolutely
true.
What we have to drill down to is like just painting the wall.
Yeah, I've heard people, like, if it's carpet and paint, they'll say they have to gut it.
Right.
Okay,
we're...
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Again, if you have any questions for us, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019, with any of your real estate questions or needs. Happy to help you out. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today, we are talking about priorities when buying, things to consider as you are starting the buying process, whether you are a first-time homebuyer, and honestly, more important, in my opinion, as a second-time homebuyer. Hey, you're moving because there's something about your situation that you want to change, and let's figure out every one of those things. Right. Let's figure that out. Let's talk about it. Let's be honest with each other. Let's hone in on what is it? Because it's not about finding the most homes. It's about finding the right homes. Yeah. Right. I don't want to test drive every car on the lot. I want to test drive what are the ones that fit my needs.
Yes.
I use the car analogies a lot because I think people get them. They make sense. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It makes sense when you get out house shopping, too. right? And if you trust yourself and you trust the determining factors of you know, the things that are these priorities, you're going to make your house shopping experience way less stressful, far more fun. You're going to find a lot more houses that you like. Right. It's a good way to analyze upfront what it is you want to kind of focus in on. Okay, so we kind of were wrapping up with the layout of a house. I started saying this, and then I think I sidetracked. Surprise, surprise. But this tends to be one of the things that floats from the bottom of somebody's list to the top of somebody's list. That they say layout, oh, I'm really open, it doesn't matter to me. And then they get in a story and a half where a majority of them have, you know, one or two bedrooms up, one or two bedrooms on the main level. They don't like how that's split up. Maybe they don't like, you know, twisting their head as they're coming around the corner, you know, the low ceiling height, or some people it's split levels, right? And they don't like just coming in and having to go up and down stairs. Sure. Some people it's multi-level splits where they don't want to have to go stairs all over the house, right? That it's figuring out those things, right? That they maybe they aren't as open as they thought, and that's a good thing. Okay, so layout. There's different layouts for different areas, right? That if you go to certain parts of town, you're not gonna find much for story and a half down in Lakeville for the most part. Maybe a few. Right. Right, in the old part of town, or maybe I should use Woodbury, for example, right? You're not going to find a whole lot there. You're not going to find too many two-level splits in South Minneapolis, right?
You've got to match it up.
Right, exactly. Okay. And we're going to get into that in a second. But the condition, I kind of take condition, I say condition and amenities. And so what do I mean by that? It's like, you know, I'm looking for a certain condition, but some features as part of that. In a sense, right? That I'm looking for a house that has maybe a larger bathroom. And I know some people might say, well, isn't that size? Well, not necessarily. You can have a larger bathroom in a smaller house.
Sure.
Right? And so I kind of throw that under the condition category.
Okay.
And then I also add to that, obviously, what is the physical condition of that larger bathroom in a sense, whatever it may be. And so you were saying that one person's opinion of what they're willing to take on, like if I say carpet and paint, you know, I might get somebody go, oh, yeah, I'm completely willing to do that. And then I go into a house that has some cat pee on the carpet and you know, some pink walls with crayon marks on it. And now it's a gut job.
Right.
You know,
I think this is one of the most important parts that I like to talk to buyers about, because my perception is more skewed to work is really that big project. And so I need to know if painting a wall is a big project. And it's not a judgment.
Right.
It's fine if that's a big project, then that's a big project to you. But I need to know that so that if we can see online that the pictures are like lime green walls and that's not going to fly for you, then, you know, let's skip it.
I tend to push a little harder in this one because, you know, especially if it is a somebody on a budget or, you know, first-time home buyer or something like that. Like, flippers make their money on this mediocre conditional fixes, right? Mm-hmm. They make the biggest bucks on that spread. They paint the cabinets. They put down new laminate floors. They put down new carpet. They kills paint the walls, paint the walls, and boom, they just made $40,000 and spent five, right? So you may really want to consider that piece of the pie. You want to open up a ton of homes as possibilities. Be willing to fix that stuff. Be willing to get that money together and do that, because you are going to find really good equity spreads. Yes. Look for the estate sales. Look for the relocation sale situations, you know, the distress sales. And if, you know, if you're looking out there and you want to know how to find these, again, you can always reach out to us. Hit us up. Happy to help locate those properties for you. Okay. So moving on, let's get into location and neighborhood here. Location and neighborhood are not the same thing, because you can have, you know, how many different neighborhoods and types of neighborhoods are in St. Paul, right? And the different feelings from, you know, Highland Park to up by the river, you know, next to the river, or maybe I'm in Summit Hill or up by Como on the north end, which, you know, starts getting suburban feeling, you know, down to West 7th or the West Side or Cherokee Park, all these different neighborhoods, right? And every city is kind of that way. I can take you around to different neighborhoods. And yeah, even in a Woodbury or a Shoreview or whatever, they have very different location or neighborhoods within those locations. So location, you want to think of like travel time to work or family or friends, or how close to shopping and restaurants and stuff like that, and what styles and price ranges are in those things, right? And how important is that to you? And then there's neighborhood. Quite often I get people, as long as I'm, you know, as long as I'm in the South Metro, I'm good. Okay, so you're okay living next to that highway, or next to a railroad track, or corner lot, or busy road, or across from commercial. And if you're answering no to any of those, no, I'm not okay with that, then neighborhood's a little more important. Or you want a bigger lot size, you want to be within a specific school zone, you want these things. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood's more important than maybe you thought it was, yes. Right? And so this kind of goes back to really breaking down these categories, right? And we just ran through a whole bunch of stuff to consider when home buying. But if you take the 15 minutes, I don't know if I said this in the classes I teach, I call this the fight starter.
Oh,
right? Right? This is the fight starter, right? Because you may have separate thoughts if you are shopping with a partner as to what is more important. And here's the key. You can't. You can't have separate thoughts. You have to get on the same page, because if you don't, you're going to run in circles. You're going to find a house that's in the right price range and that works for one party, and then but it's not in the right location and doesn't work for the other party. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, this is all about that, looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling. Mm-hmm. You have to hash this out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, or else you are going to buy a house you do not like, or you're going to not buy a house at all, or you are going to end up getting divorced. I kid you not. I mean, I've seen these happen, right? Mm-hmm. That this becomes so stressful because they won't work with each other to find truly the right house that makes for that happy home buying experience.
There's just some things in life that aren't like true compromises, but you could come to an agreement on which of these priorities is
important. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to, both parties aren't going to get everything they want. Even one party is not going to get everything they want.
Right.
So you have to come to compromise. Where are you willing to give? And then come and align with that. And you can change this. That's what I say. You always go back and reanalyze. So here's why a little, before we wrap up, here's how you want to analyze this. So create your order. 1 through 5, 1 most important, 5 least important. And let's say we say price is most important. I'm going to go back to that one. Price is most important to us. Okay, so if you're going to ask yourself the question of, well, if you find a house that's in the right location, the right neighborhood, that's the right size and layout, that's the right conditions, and the right, you know, size, but it's $5,000 more, are you walking away from it? And if the answer is no, now you need to move price down, bring the next one up, and ask yourself that same question again. Maybe you find it on the, you know, it is the right house, the right location, whatever, the neighborhood, but it's on a busy street. You know, are you walking away from it? Is it, if it's no, that's how you figure out the really, really important to you way to do this. And once you do this, you're going to find lots of houses that you like. This makes it fun.
Right?
It's a little stress up front. I want to thank you, Erica, for coming in.
Yes.
And do this list. It works. If you have any questions, you can always hit us up, 651-303-0019. Check us out at BricksTwinCities.com. We'll be back again next week.